This virtual lesson is going to address the use of swing articulations for beginning to intermediate level saxophone players. The ideas in this lesson are excerpted from my book, Jazz Style and Technique for Saxophone, which is available through Amazon.com, JazzPath.com, or any number of other retail outlets. When you're trying to learn authentic swing articulations, it helps to think of some rules to guide you. In jazz, every rule has exceptions, but generally I find that the following rules help beginners understand how swing articulations work. Rule number one. Any eighth note followed by a rest is short. Make this a habit whether you're improvising or playing any etude, and your style will improve. Take a look at the rules for articulation sheet that is attached to this audio, and say the rhythm in rule 1. I prefer to use a D sound when articulating. If you prefer to use a T sound, go right ahead. Here's how the articulation sounds. Do 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 dut, do dut, do dut, dut. Do 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 dut, do dut. Now I'll play it for you. Rule number two: when playing triplets, tongue the first note legato, slur to the second, and tongue the last note staccato. It should sound like do dut. When playing triplets that are all in the same note, tongue the first two legato and the last staccato. It should sound do-do-dut. Take a look at rule 2 in the attached sheet. Try to play the rhythms that are written out on rule 2. I'll play it for you. Rule 3. When playing eighth notes that start in a downbeat, tongue the first and second legato, and then tongue every other upbeat legato. Say, do do woo do woo do woo do woo. Try to play the exercise that is written out on rule 3 and use swing articulations. Now, I'll play it for you. Rule 4. When playing eighth notes that start on an upbeat, tongue the first note legato, and then every other upbeat legato. Say, do-woo, 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 do-woo. Now try to play the exercise that is written on Rule 4 and apply the swing articulations. Now I'll play it for you. Make these rules a habit in everything you play. Memorize them and try to get to the point where you don't think about them. One of the best ways to apply and memorize swing articulations is through playing etudes. The following simple etude is an excerpt from my book, Jazz Style and Technique for Saxophone, and is a basic beginner-level swing etude that gives the reader the chance to apply all the rules for swing articulations. When you sight-read the etude, first focus on playing the rhythms. Don't worry about the right notes. Once you can play the rhythms correctly, then you should try to play the etude with the correct swing articulations. Now I'll play it for you. Making the use of swing etudes a habit is one of the primary obstacles that young improvisers and jazz musicians face in creating a jazz style. If you enjoy these types of etudes, be sure to check out my book, Jazz Style and Technique for Saxophone, which has over 60 pages of these types of etudes, along with detailed instructions on how to create a swing style and integrate jazz inflections. In a future lesson, I'll discuss adding jazz inflections to these types of compositions and improving their overall sound. Until then, good luck playing, and I hope you have a lot of fun.